cliffcentral.com. George Meany, how the hell are you?
Hey, Gareth Cliff. I hurt my back last night. I mean, I don't complain very often, but, you know,
Are you sitting there right now going, wincing every time you move?
It's something like that. Yes. I literally, every time I turned in the night, I woke up. But it's my own fault. I did some gym last night, and you know the exercise bent over rowing, where you bend over the bar, and somehow that exercise just got to my back. So I'm hoping it's muscular and it's nothing worse. But so I'll give it a day or two and just give me an excuse to be on the couch,
George.
And, I guess.
You don't realize what you got till it's gone. You're having a perfectly busy, normal life, and you're doing all the usual things, and you're an extremely busy person. You have lots of responsibilities, and you do cool things, and then suddenly you do this stupid exercise, and like everything is fucked, and all you can think about is your back.
Exactly. Oh. I walked to the kettle this morning to make coffee, and I'm like, jeez. I'm like, I feel like a question mark. I was literally bent over.
Shame,
it
George,
was, yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
Comes upon you when you don't know it.
I have total sympathy with you. It's like these people who suddenly they wake up and they've got sciatica, and then basically every moment of every day they're just, whether they like it or not, they're enjoined in this pain that they cannot stop thinking about. It's like part of what's going on then for them for months sometimes. I hope yours is resolved fairly quickly. Go and see someone ASAP.
I think if it's still sore by lunchtime, I'll go and maybe have an X-ray. I'll see. I think it feels muscular.
Just do it. Get someone. Get someone. Get a professional to massage it out, or get a doctor to look at it. Whatever. You just get it fixed and get medication as well. You don't need to be in pain. So, George, what do we got on the agenda this morning?
So first story, Gareth, is a story of a bear. This is obviously in the United States, and we've spoken about animals getting into cars before, but this bear decided to get into a double cab Bucky, and you can see the bear actually knows how to open the door. I mean, this is a video, and I just took screenshots out of the video, but the bear actually walks up to the car, knows where the handle is, pulls the handle, opens the door. And then this lady, they're driving past, and she's filming from the passenger seat of the car that's driving past, decides to jump out while she's filming. You can see the phone in her hand while she's filming to try and chase the bear. It's like nothing will escape TikTok.
But George, listen, first of all, we don't have anything like a bear in South Africa, so we don't know how these animals behave. And bears are, first of all, they're really dangerous. I mean, especially the big ones, the grizzlies and the big brown bears and those ones. These things are not, and they're huge. They are, that's a little one by comparison, that bear. But some of these bears are enormous. The fact that they're clever enough to open a car door, leave it alone. It's not your car. Get the hell away. Do not irritate the bear. It's like these Canadians who they get in the way of a moose. Have you ever seen how big a moose is?
Moose? Jesus. I think a moose is probably, its back is as tall as our head. No, those things are big.
Right.
They're huge. But what's fascinating for me is that this lady climbs out of the car and she is fixated on filming this thing. So now your attention's partly on what you're filming.
Yeah.
In a dangerous situation.
And what if there's another bear? What if there's another one in the bushes? It's like,
the mother.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. That's the baby one. And you think, oh, that's a big bear. Let me film it. And then the mom comes out of the bushes and tries to eat you. Not good. Not good. Just quickly, George, Carl says it's not, of course, Carl's a doctor. It's not your muscle. You don't need an X-ray. Go to the physio. Literally got the same injury, the same exercise this week. You held your breath in when you did that now. Oh, yeah, when you did that row. There we go. That's what he's saying.
Ah, held my breath. Thank you, Carl. That is freaking amazing. I'm definitely now going to go and get that sorted out. Thank you.
Good.
So next story is, can you use Coke? Remember about a week or two ago, we spoke about opening a car door with a tennis ball and said that it's a load of bollocks. You can't open a car door with a tennis ball.
Yes.
Another thing now, this time you can use Coke to remove rust from a car. Now, weather interview, everybody knows how rust works. It's just oxidization, and that's how the metal reacts and then creates rust. Coca-Cola, apparently, I mean, I didn't know this until I read the story, contains a phosphoric acid as well as citric acid and can remove stains as well as help remove rust from a car.
Well, George, interestingly enough, we had some wet tar put on the roads in our neighborhood, and there was a notice sent out on our WhatsApp group. So I've just had to scroll to find this. Someone said, ooh, I got damage to my vehicle, and I'm trying to figure out how to get the tar off of my paint on my car without damaging the car further. And listen to these. So someone in the neighborhood said, vier af met biki kook olie, so cooking oil. And then someone else said, boter werk ook. So clearly there's a lot of old wives' tales here that are very handy with cars. You say Coca-Cola for removing the rust. My neighbors say that both cooking oil and butter will remove tar from a car.
I did not know that. No. And, you know, tar is a very difficult thing to get off. That stuff is sticky. You know, how do you think the black stuff stays on the road?
Yep. Correct. And in the heat that we're going through at the moment, it's probably not the best idea to put new fresh tar down.
Yeah, good point. Good point, because that tar is going to take longer to dry probably. And then I don't know if you are aware, I wasn't aware, that Lamborghini makes honey.
Please. What? Talk about extending your brand into places that it doesn't belong. Or, you know, what do they call it? Diversifying your brand. They make honey, actual honey.
They make
bees.
Actual honey. Now, the story behind the honey is that they had this big property, or have this big property, that that the offices and, you know, I don't know if there's assembly plants on it, but they had all this, a lot of space. So they decided to put up what, you know, a honeybee thing is called, an aviary or something.
Apiary.
And apiary, yes. And apparently they produce 430 kilograms of honey per year in this, with 600,000 bees. And they bottle it. And it's sold in their shop at the premises. So if you want to go and visit Lamborghini, you can buy Lamborghini honey.
Well, it's a good one, because also we apparently bees are endangered. And if honeybees can be looked after by Lamborghini, I don't really care who looks after them, but if Lamborghini are doing their bit, that's good. I'm all in favor. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm all in favor, but you know, it's a stretch for a brand extension for me. But I think the story behind how it came about is not a bad one.
You know, Ferrari, I mean, they sell towels and bedding and all kinds of crap, and people buy that. So yeah. I mean, you showed us an office the other day, someone's home office that was entirely kitted out for Ferrari. So you know what?
Exactly.
Good for Lamborghini. At least they're doing something that's useful here.
And then very finally, this one I'm excited about, Gareth, because I've been saying this for a long time. I'm no car maker expert, but I've driven cars my entire adult life, probably like you have. And the voice assistants inside cars, and in fact, the mapping systems inside cars, are absolutely shit.
Really?
All of them.
You don't like
are
them?
Huh? As bad as each other.
But compared to what? Compared to what? Like compared to Waze?
Well, compared to Google Maps or those mapping softwares, or compared to Google Home or Alexa.
Right.
So BMW has now realized this, and they are partnering with Amazon to build Alexa into Alexa. Stop. To build Alexa into their voice assistant in the car.
Yeah, you know what? This is clever, because you got to stick to your knitting. Why?
Yes.
Why would you, if you're a car manufacturer, why would you get involved in trying to make navigational software or voice activated software? It's not your area of expertise. You're going to spend a huge amount on research and development. You won't end up with as good a product as the guys who do that for a living.
Exactly.
So just
incorporate. So I'm behind BMW.
Good.
I think they're doing the right thing. You know, building. I'm not going to say her name because she's going to answer me.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Alexa, Sing me a song. Listen to this. See what happens. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Mm-hmm. All right, shut up, Alexa. Alexa, shut up. There we go. All right, there we go. Good morning, everybody. I hope you've had an excellent day, and I hope that that little song that my, what do you call it? A digital secretary?
Voice assistant.
That we got for you this morning. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms. That was what was sung, in case you couldn't hear it properly. We will see you on Monday. George, I hope your back gets better. I will not be here next week, but the team will be able to look after you from Monday to Friday. It's going to be a full schedule of stuff, and George will be back with the Auto Trader podcast on Monday too. Don't miss that. Have a good weekend, everyone. Cheers. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.